Welcome back to Wycliffe Associates Bible Translation Educator Series. This is session two of our discussion on church-owned Bible translation. If you haven't heard session one on this topic, you may want to listen to that first and get caught up.
As we discussed in session one, church-owned Bible translation is empowering, not just for those of the local church, but for each community that the local church touches. The local church is the best positioned to empower others in her region to get Scripture.
Now, we know that might sound like a real challenge. It is. But it's also a very real possibility.
Before you decide this is impossible, let me ask you a couple questions. When you first heard that you could be on the team translating Scripture in your heart language, did you think it was possible? Did you feel qualified and ready to jump in? Or did you think it was a crazy idea?
Maybe you thought it would be impossible for you to learn to translate. Most translators like you readily admit that at the beginning of the project, they felt very unqualified to be part of translating Scripture in their language. And yet, once they joined the team, they were amazed at how God empowered them and what they could do.
If that's been your experience, isn't it possible that God could also amaze you even more by empowering you to train others in translating His holy word?
This is the blessing we pray for you to receive from our Lord through helping others understand the Bible in their heart language.
We've created this audio series to help you think through what it takes to become a Bible translator and guide others in Scripture translation.
Some helpful questions to ask when empowering others to translate God's word might be, what specific plans need to be made? Who should be part of the team? How can you help them have the right support and resources?
While it sounds like a lot to consider, never fear. We'll talk you through these questions in the following sessions of this audio series. We also want to offer an online mentorship to you and your team.
If you are interested in having weekly meetings with someone who can help guide you in this journey, please contact us at ts@wycliffeassociates.org. That's T as in Thomas, S as in Simon, @wycliffeassociates.org.
And most importantly, remember that God has promised in His Word that He will generously give wisdom to anyone who asks. You could be the one to reach the group next door.
We hope you'll take some time to prayerfully consider the questions and ideas presented here as you seek God's wisdom in this wonderful work you've been called to.
And please, don't hesitate to ask questions of your own throughout this process. You might be inspired to ask a question which leads to a new Scripture translation for people who hunger for God's Word.
Thanks for listening. Please join us again for our next installment of Wycliffe Associates Bible Translation Educator Series, when we will discuss our second topic, meaning-based translation.
May God richly bless you as we serve together in Christ to accomplish the Great Commission.